Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
This is your host, Reuben Dockery, Reuben Y. Dockery, and we're grateful that you can join us again for this abbreviated segment of Talk Straight. This morning, we will be speaking from the thought intervention strategies for victims and perpetrators of criminal acts. Again, this show is abbreviated. However, in its normal format, we go for an hour and a half on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you've listened to us before, you know by now that our focus is on holding national dialogue with Building Families and Communities Institute, BFC Institute. Our goal, again, is to engage communities and families in conversations pertinent to the support, the stability, as well as the viability of our young people, our families, and improving the quality of lives overall. To do so, we have from time to time experts in various fields, or individuals who have a cadre of experiences, such as in social work and education, just to name a few. And we engage them in those type of conversations. But most importantly, you, our listening audience, we enjoy engaging those who share with us in our dialogue. And there is an opportunity for you to get background information, as well as share your thoughts or raise questions and things of that nature. So again, today we're doing an abbreviated show. We're traveling this week. You may have heard, if you've been following us, that we have endeavored to take our message to 10 cities across the U.S., well, actually 11 now. And we're going to talk about identify those 10 cities today, this morning. That's the purpose of today's episode, is to share information about one of our initiatives. You've heard about the Traveling Lecture Series, which is a part or component of what we'll talk about today, and that is the Crime Intervention Advocacy Campaign. I'm going to speak in detail about that this morning, and this show will re-air again on this coming Thursday at 10 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. And, of course, as always, you can archive this episode and listen as often as you like by going to our blogtalkradio.com/BFC Institute, or you can access our webpage at www.bfcinstitute.com. And of course, on that home page, you'll see the tab for our Blog Talk Radio show, as well as the Facebook group. We like to encourage you, if you have not done so already, to join our group, which is called the Building Institute Participant Group. Let me make sure I get it right. That's right. BFC Institute Participation Group. And that will allow you to stay in the loop by joining this particular group on Facebook, stay in the loop on pertinent information relative to our travel, as well as our outreach and instructional lectures and things of that nature. Okay, having said that, if you'll bear with me now, we're going to give you some background on this particular initiative called Crime Intervention Advocacy. You've heard the late, great Donny Hathaway say that giving up is hard to do when you care. As we look at certain communities where there are high rates of crime, the carnage is pain, frustration, hatred, animosity. And when we look at it, we see that it's young people in particular who are responsible for the crime, and often innocent victims. So you have two things. You have young people who people are frustrated with because of their behavior that is of a destructive and volatile nature. And then you have members of the same community who are the victims of the aforementioned. The question is, how do we appropriately deal with this issue? Both the victim's needs and interests as well as the perpetrator. Of course, we hear people say that there's a disproportionate minority confinement rate in the penal institutions. There's a lot of truth to that, a lot of evidence to that. However, we also have to be honest about the fact that people are victimized on a daily basis, particularly in socially, economically challenged communities, and even more so now in the communities that are not so much socially economic because they spread. Major cities, and some of these cities that we're identifying that are victims, if you will, of the circumstances I'm describing now are the cities that we're targeting. As of late, we've put another city, and that is Charlotte-Mecklenburg, North Carolina, that we're endeavoring to reach as well. But let me just kind of give background as to how we came about bringing the Crime Intervention Advocacy Program, or advocacy campaign, I should say, to these targeted cities. Those cities are Chicago, Illinois, and its surrounding area, St. Louis, Missouri, Indianapolis, Indiana, Detroit, Michigan, Memphis, Tennessee, and of course, you know, we began the research here in Nashville, Tennessee, Birmingham, Alabama, to include the Bessemer area, Columbus, Mississippi. Incidentally, that's where we're traveling this week, to Columbus, Mississippi, and we will be engaging individuals there along that level. The Gulf Coast region, we're targeting Houston, Texas, New Orleans, Louisiana, and Miami, Florida. Ultimately, we endeavor to reach at least 5,000 at-risk individuals or group of people in conversations about how the crime intervention advocacy strategies can be employed to, again, deal with both the issues of victimization as well as those who are responsible for the crimes that we're talking about. I don't think it does any good for us to simply domesticate them and lock them away, but there is a need for real a development and enabling them to be rehabilitated into society. So each of the above cities that we mentioned earlier, those are pilot cities, and they were targeted and chosen based on the presence of specific demographic characteristics that are similar to those in the home base or the research center of Nashville, Tennessee. The sample population of the original study is right here in Nashville, Tennessee, and we're endeavoring to document strong correlation to the same social economic issues, same triggers, using a qualitative research model, basically, involving both individual interviews with individuals or families or groups or communities, as well as case studies. We're coming up with the story, and the hope is that we'll learn how to nationally address these issues in a way that we can resolve them for all of us across America. So based on prior anecdotal research findings, we seek to further document, again, nationally, these issues using these target cities. The Crime Intervention Advocacy Campaign is a 501c3 nonprofit, research-oriented national promotion. And the organization, the 501c3 nonprofit, is Building Families and Communities, or BFC Missions Incorporated. The BFC Institute, as you've heard earlier, is the research arm of that organization. Hence our focused lecture series, the advocacy campaign, as well as the local issues here in Nashville, Davidson County, where we're working specifically with juvenile courts and parents of young people who are in front of those courts. The primary vehicle for the campaign, however, is the traveling lecture series, which you've heard us talk about quite a bit. And we've updated that to deal with, from a historical perspective, how it is that Afro-American males that we talk about today, that they just pop out the sky with these issues. Well, we'll look at it from a historical perspective. So we're going back 150 years or five decades to understand the social conditions, the economic, the political conditions that have essentially resulted in a certain mentality or mindset today. And our hope is that we'll engage each of the communities we've targeted earlier in substantive conversation about how we can move forward. The basic mission for the crime intervention advocacy is to advocate on behalf of citizens plagued by crime and violence by facilitating the development of innovative mediation to both criminal and illegal acts. We want to not just throw the baby out with the bath water, but actually provide opportunities for rehabilitation, particularly for those who have not committed major felony crimes, but who just are stepping on the edge of the dark side, if you will. As a vision for the CIA, or Crime Intervention Advocacy Campaign, we envision increased safety and security for residents of what we call at-risk neighborhoods based on the factors there. Significant reduction in local crime rates as a result of proactive interventions. The empowerment of single parents or community individuals, of young people in particular who are prone to engage in the illegal activities from the challenged neighborhoods that we've targeted. So we're going to go to a brief message or commercial break here, and I want you to pay attention to that. And when I come back, I'd like to talk about, again, how we come about the research, and then wrap this conversation up today with the three steps of action. All right? So on the other side of this break, we'll bring you right back to that.
Hey, they call me Poop. I'm from these streets. Somehow, I live to see my 18th birthday. I managed to graduate from juvenile detention to adult prison. People try to tell me I should grow up and be a man, but I'm the best man I know. Somebody asked where I see myself 10 years. Man, I'm just trying to survive these streets day by day.
BFC Institute needs your help to reach the Pookies across America. Please support our traveling educational lecture series addressing perceived threats to African American males. To learn more, please visit us at bfcinstitute.com. That is bfcinstitute.com. Simply click the red sticker for details.
Talk Straight. This is your host, Reuben Dockery. Today we're talking about intervention strategies for victims and perpetrators of criminal acts. When we hear about mass shootings and things of that nature in a community or neighborhood, naturally it affects people in an emotional way. And people become guarded and even afraid. And some people come out and they rally and they have visuals and things of that nature. That's their way of expressing their grief. Too often, however, when it's all said and done, the issue is not resolved, which is why the crime intervention advocacy focuses on not just bringing people together for a period of time, but what actions can we move toward. To that end, I want to talk about the breadth, the depth, and the application of this particular, these strategies that we share. On the breadth level, we look at this thing to help us understand how we got here from a sociological perspective. And we look at crime and violence and conflict resolution, and from that lens. So we provide a lecture explaining again how culturally, subculturally, young people have gotten to be so volatile and apparently violent in their behavior and their mentality. Additionally, we, taking that information, we move from then the fact-based, the historical basis, to understand exactly how we begin to set up the solution to the problem. And we use what we call a self-reflective process of problem solving. Participants are encouraged to reflect on the nature of these challenges in urban areas or major cities, right? And to understand how these young men are confronted with certain that result in the aftermath. So using discussions and interactive activities, they are engaged, encouraged to construct family-centered interventions. And then lastly, we look at the family and neighborhood-centered solutions. Those are the people who live there. Those are the people who are directly affected by the crime, right? So if it's a young man that is charged or accused of such an act, do we just throw him away? Is there any hope for him? Absolutely. We don't throw him away. There is hope for him. And oftentimes the victims are friends and folk that grew up with the perpetrators. What's the issue there is what we're looking at. How can we build within the context of the families in that neighborhood, in that community, what is it that we can do to have that whole group and that whole community engaged, right? And the focus there is building a local-level reflective process that engages everybody, affecting individual dynamics, but more importantly, using information that they've gained from the lecture, from the reflective process, to deal with their own individual issues. We mentioned a number of cities. Each of them have their own unique challenges. And BSC Institute position is important to support those in those communities and realistically looking at what they need for themselves. So what we look at doing is developing local organizational partnerships along that line and providing funding streams to implement the strategies that each of the communities come up with. After doing so, we want to formally document those things, particularly through faith-based measures and grassroots level measures and any other type of local-based strategies. The focus is what's going on the ground. And from there, we want to be able to share that with business communities, with law enforcement, with the social service industries, with public schools, as well as churches, in such a way that it becomes the mantra or the framework for continued proactive change. And so, again, our research process involves qualitative research, using the qualitative traditional research to document where people's hearts are. But then we're moving to a mixed model where we begin to quantify success stories or instances or cases where things have gotten better. All right? So that is where Building Families and Communities Institute's focus is with the Crime Intervention Advocacy Campaign. What we will look at next is exactly how we can bill support. So what we do is we ask for local businesses in the area to become sponsors for our lecture and our seminar and ultimately our focus group sessions. To do that, we ask you to become one of our sponsors on the corporate level. And you'll notice in at our webpage, that's www.dfcinstitute.com. If you go to the Contact Us page and you look there, you'll see that we actually have a description of each of the sponsorship levels. And our corporate level sponsorship begins at $500, between $500 and $15, or more as you see fit. The ambassador level is $151 to $250. The BFC member level is $100 to $150. And this is most suitable for individuals, okay? Or alternatively, the participant level, $50 to $99. And that will that really covers the traveling lecture packet where we'll be able to leave you with materials and things of that nature. And then a general support level, anywhere from $5 to $49, that will help us with our initiatives and help us to travel and things of that nature. So we put this out because we do need your help. We're registered in the state of Tennessee as Building Families and Communities, or BFC Missions Incorporated. Again, it's the nonprofit umbrella that the research arm operates under, which is BFC Institute, and we certainly ask for your support. As we do this, we try to do this in each city, but we're doing this from a national model standpoint, and so we are asking each of you to assist us with that. We're grateful that you've taken the time to listen to this broadcast, and again, it will be shared for informational purposes because we're traveling this tonight. And Thursday, we won't have a live show. We'll be on the road, but you'll be able to archive this particular show in place of those evenings, and we'll be back next week on the 8th with our full broadcast. With that, I want to again thank each and every one of you and let you know that BFC Missions Incorporated appreciates all those who have supported, who have listened and joined in with us, and let you know that there's hope. We look forward to coming to your city sometime in the near future. We'll be in Columbus, Mississippi this Thursday. War asked the questions, why can we be friends? We'll leave on that note. And thank you again for listening to Talk Straight. This is your host, Reuben Dockery.
Why can't we?